This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Gulf Coast braces for a potentially devastating hit from twin hurricanes as the two danger storms swirl toward the U.S. from the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean. Officials fear a history-making onslaught of life-threatening winds and flooding along the coast stretching from Texas to Alabama. A storm dubbed Marco grew into a hurricane Sunday as it churned up the Gulf of Mexico toward Louisiana. Another potential hurricane, tropical storm Laura, lashed the Dominican Republic and Haiti and was tracking toward the same region of the U.S. coast, carrying the risk of growing into a far more powerful storm. U.S. President Donald Trump is hailing the Food and Drug Administration's emergency authorization over treatment for coronavirus patients as a breakthrough. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
A treatment known as convalescent plasma.
Blood plasma taken from patients who have recovered from the coronavirus is rich in antibodies that may provide benefits to those battling the disease. FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn says optimal patients, those within 3 days of admission and not on a respirator, who are treated with convalescent plasma, saw a 35% improvement in survival.
If you're one of those 35 out of 100 people who these data suggest or show survive as a result of it, this is pretty significant for that person and their family.
Health experts say the treatment does need more study before it's celebrated. The FDA's chief scientist notes it should not be considered a new standard of care. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And there are more than 807,000 COVID-19 deaths globally, with more than 176,000 of them in the U.S., followed by Brazil with more than 114,000. The number of global infections is more than 23.3 million, with the U.S., Brazil, and India together making up more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. India is now leading the world with new coronavirus infections, as the country has reached a caseload of over 3 million. AP correspondent Karen Shamas.
The disease has marched through impoverished rural areas in the north and the wealthier but older populations of the south. Health authorities reported over 69,000 new cases, bringing the total to over 3 million. Cases have leveled off in India's two largest cities, Mumbai and Delhi, as new hotspots have emerged in the rural areas of Uttar Pradesh and the country's northern Bihar states, as well as several southern states. India has the third highest caseload after the United States and Brazil. I'm Karen Chamas.
During hearings in New Zealand for the man who killed 51 people at two mosques in Christchurch last year, prosecutors said that he meticulously planned a shooting rampage to maximize casualties. 29-year-old Australian Britton Tarrant has pleaded guilty to 51 murder charges, 40 charges of attempted murder, and one charge of committing a terrorist act in relation to the massacre in the city of Christchurch, which he live-streamed on Facebook. He showed little emotion and looked directly at those delivering victim impact statements. He faces a life prison term, possibly without parole, and what would be a first for New Zealand when a high court judge sentences him later this week. There are massive wildfires chewing through parched Northern California's landscape as firefighters race to dig breaks and make other preparations ahead of a frightening weather system packing high winds and more the lightning that sparked the huge blazes and scores of other fires around the state, putting nearly a quarter million people under evacuation orders and warnings. The wife of Russian dissident Alexei Navalny visited her husband in a Berlin hospital where he is being treated for suspected poisoning. Navalny is in an induced coma and breathing with the aid of a ventilator. His wife, Yulia Navalny, did not speak with reporters as she entered Berlin's hospital. Navalny, a well-known critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, fell ill during a flight from Siberia to Moscow Thursday. His supporters believe some tea he drank at the airport was laced with poison. After some resistance by Russian health officials, Navalny was allowed to travel to Germany for treatment. Republicans in the U.S. are aiming to use this week's national convention as a test bed for their efforts to re-elect President Donald Trump just weeks before the start of early voting. The Republican National Committee plans to hold more than 7,500 events across the country as part of a dry run of their get out the vote efforts. The party is putting its hope in its 2,000 field staffers and 1.9 million volunteers as it seeks to help Mr. Trump recover from a coronavirus-induced polling slump. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.